I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Let's dig in now on the Supreme Court's decision yesterday on President Trump's travel ban. The court decided to hear arguments on the constitutionality of the ban in the fall. But in the meantime, the justices allowed the ban to go into effect for some foreign nationals from the six affected countries. It said the U.S. can keep out only those who lack any, quote, bona fide relationship to a person or entity in the United States. That language is already the subject of intense debate. One of the groups that fought the presidential order is the International Refugee Assistance Project. Becca Heller is its director. She isn't happy with the court's decision, but she says in practical terms, it probably won't keep that many people out of the U.S.
I think that the practical impact is quite narrow. I think that it doesn't apply to the majority of refugees who stand to be admitted in the next 120 days, which is how long the freeze can last. I think that it doesn't apply to the vast majority of visa holders. It only possibly applies to people coming in on a tourist visa who know no one in the U.S. But I think that the stigmatic injury is enormous. I think that it continues this violation of the Constitution, of the Establishment Clause, saying if you're from a Muslim majority country, we feel free to discriminate against you coming into the U.S.
Who gets to decide what a bona fide relationship is?
That's a pretty excellent question. And I think we're waiting to see what the answer is. Obviously, we are doing a lot of legal research and have our own opinions about what constitutes a bona fide relationship. The Supreme Court didn't specify in their opinion what a bona fide relationship is. So we're hoping the government implements this in a way that's consistent with the plain text of the decision as well as with established law. But what the government is actually going to do remains to be seen. And if we have to, we'll go back to the district court to dispute their interpretation.
And will we simply see how this plays out at various checkpoints and borders crossing into the U.S.?
I'm hopeful that the government will issue guidelines before that happens. I think a lot of the chaos around the first travel ban was because the government just totally failed to promulgate any sort of guidance to border protection officers or other government officials at ports of entry. And I think that resulted in a lot of confusion. So the hope is that this time around, at the very least, the government is more organized than last time and is clear with sort of frontline staff about who's able to come in and under what circumstances.
Have you heard from any of your clients since yesterday's decision?
Yes, they are terrified.
What are they saying?
I mean, I think people don't understand what the decision means. It's being reported in a ton of different ways. Clients are just hearing that the U.S. isn't taking refugees anymore, which of course is not true, but it's sending a really bad signal. And I think it's also signaling to Muslims that we continue to not want to let them into this country. Even under the Supreme Court's ruling, viewed in the narrowest possible way, the Supreme Court is still allowing the government to say, if you're from one of these six majority Muslim countries, we don't want you to be able to come in. I think that the emotional injury that has wrought is still present, no matter how narrowly it's interpreted, and our clients feel that.
Becca Heller is the director of the International Refugee Assistance Project. Thanks, Becca.
Sure thing.